We are with Peter Snyder at Kedebul. Hello.
Hello. Hello.
So we are here with you today to talk about World War X, which is out at Le Lombard.
It's a trilogy dealing with E.T. Could you explain us how you came to this project? Because I think it's Jerry Friesen that came to you and asked you to draw it.
Yes, it was. Jerry came up with the idea, and I think it was Jerry's idea that he wanted me to draw it. Probably because he felt it was something that needed a more, slightly more American approach. And I draw a lot of American comics, but at the same time, I also come from an album tradition. When I grew up in Denmark, we had a lot of translated French comics, and the first things I drew myself were traditional album format comics as well. And I was really happy to do it because I also come from a science fiction background, and there's very little science fiction in American comics actually. So it's good to, it was really like coming home, getting to do a European album style science fiction story. That was very good.
Was it nice to have a trilogy to expand your drawing and to try different things? Or is it easier to have a one-shot instead of a trilogy?
It's always hard with the long projects. And there's also some things you have to, once you make some decisions about style and you sort of have to stick with what you're doing. You can't change those decisions in mid-project. But it's also always nicer to do a really complete project where you can tell a complete story, and you can sort of, I think it also for the reader it must be a more satisfying thing to have this is a complete thing to read, and you get in a trilogy like this, you get a lot of room really. I mean, you can tell a lot of story as opposed to just a single album. And of course, from the American comics, I'm used to doing stories that are very long, sometimes 200 pages. So I like the length. Of course, it's a lot of work, but it's nice. I prefer working that way, actually, if I can have the time to do it.
What is your favorite character in World War X to draw?
I always liked the villains best. So I think Jen is probably, she was the most fun to draw because she's very hyper in everything she does. So that's really a lot of fun. Those characters are always funny to do. But I also really came to like Elias, the alien, because he's such a strange character. That was really a lot of fun. And then I liked Adish a little because I really tried to make him look Indian without making him a caricature. And that was interesting. It's always kind of fun doing characters where you have to be a little specific about the look, but not to make, you know, just to make them too generic or anything. That was very interesting. That was another interesting challenge. I used a couple of, I don't know if anybody will ever guess who, but there's a couple of real life people I used to model him on. That was an interesting process. I don't normally do that, but I did it with him, and that was interesting to draw.
Going back to Elias, how did you work to draw a human, which is not a human because it's an alien? Did you focus on, I don't know, the eyes or the mouth or something?
I think I tried to make him very, he's sort of removed, he's a very removed character. He's not really, you're not really sure what he is behind the human surface. So maybe he's just something pretending to be human, but he's something else. And we never get to know that. He's really a mystery. We never really get to know who he is, and we never really get to know what he is beneath his semi-human exterior. When you read the book, you see that the other characters who are aliens, and maybe we shouldn't tell who they are here, but there are other characters that are alien. And with them, we sort of get to know what they're like, really. But with Elias, you never get that revelation. You're never really sure who the people were who sent him here. So I really wanted to make him mysterious. You never really, his facial expressions are never very readable, except in a couple of very surprising situations. So that was my idea, basically, to make him very alien, without looking very human and very handsome, but completely cold and removed.
And have you got an idea of what he looks like in Alien?
I think I have my idea, but I've never talked. I haven't talked to Jerry about it, so I don't know if my idea is the same as Jerry's. And I didn't actually want to ask him because sometimes I think it's better. It's better that we don't know. It's better that the reader don't know. And I think it would be sort of cheating if I talk to Jerry about it, because then we would know, and then there would be sort of like a secret. We know, they don't know, so it's better like this way. I have my idea of what he looks like, and I have no idea what Jerry actually thinks.
It's a trilogy. You work a couple of years on this one. Did you know all the story at the beginning? Did Jerry Friesen give you the storyboard or the scenario only one by one?
Well, we had an outline, but it changed somewhat as Jerry was developing the story. So we had some... I knew some of the ideas Jerry had, but they were just... It wasn't a definite plan. So it changed as we went along. We hadn't worked together before, so again, you'll have to ask Jerry about this, but it's also possible that the way it was drawn changed how he wanted to do some of the things I could imagine.
Did you ask for some changes?
I don't think I actually asked for some changes. I'm used to, from the American comic book world, I'm used to it's very controlled from the top. It's very much you have the writer, and then you have the artist, and then you have the editor, and he sort of mediates between them. So I'm sort of used to just following orders. But the script was, from Jerry's hand, was more open. Like, we didn't do like with most American comics, it would be a script that says panel one, panel two, panel three. With this one, it was more open. It was more like Jerry would like dialogue and descriptions, and I would sort of be the one who decided to how to pace it on the pages. And so it was, I didn't request changes, but sometimes I just made things up if I thought there was something needed, and then he would, I suppose, work around that when he was doing the final dialogue and things like that. But it seemed very seamless. I never thought about it. It seemed like we worked together very easily.
Can you give us some explanation about this page? It's the page number 7, mm-hmm, on the third book. How was the scenario, and how did you choose this final cut with the meeting with the alien? And especially this one, because you use it on your blog.
Yeah, I'm trying to remember. Yeah, I think Jerry's description was very much like, do you know the ending of Close Encounters of the Third Kind, the Spielberg movie, the Spielberg UFO movie? Yeah, so it was the scene, the aliens are coming out and all this. He didn't really have a description because he didn't know what the aliens looked like, but he wanted something that was shape-changing, obviously, and we also wanted something that was really disgusting and alien. And I think my take was that I was reading something about jellyfish at the time, and so I thought that was really strange and alien, and they look really weird, and they have a biology that is really alien. And so I thought that was kind of interesting, but at the same time you could mix it up with some traditional science fiction designs and make something really really disgusting looking. And I always thought it was funny because one of the characters are so very human and beautiful looking, so it would be really nice to make a really disgusting contrast when they're aliens. And I think in Jerry's script he had the things where the aliens come out and they sort of touch them, and I think Jerry's idea was that they would sort of read the minds of the people there, something like that. But I thought it would be more funny if they're sort of indicating that maybe they're sort of stealing the DNA or something and modeling themselves on them or something. It's a very short scene, so it's not none of this is said out loud. But I just thought it could be fun to have that sort of, that you get this feeling that they actually sort of adapting. They come out and they meet these humans and they have no plan. They're just very powerful aliens and they don't give a shit about us, and they just meet some humans and they just steal their DNA and sort of improvise. Okay, we're going to pretend we'll be like this.
You went to Comic-Con past July. You had an exposition about World War X. Was it you that decided which drawings were to be put in the exposition, or not at all?
I think we did what we did. I wrote some text with Jerry, and then we sent it to the editor, Antoine, and I think he was the one who made the actual decisions on it. And I think he did the very nice designs on the exhibition. And if there's somebody out there who actually did this work, and it wasn't Antoine, and I've forgotten to mention them, I'm very sorry, but I think it was Antoine.
If you had to choose a pet between the four, which I'm going to say, which one would it be and why? First choice is the caterpillar from Alice in Wonderland. second choice is the Gremlins, third choice is Firebird, and fourth choice is the alien from Ridley Scott's.
I don't think I really like the Gremlins. I mean, it sounds like a fun idea, but I'm not sure I really like them. I think they're really ugly and not very charming. And they smoke also. I'm not sure I would be happy about that. I think I would take the alien, because at least you would get some surprises, probably.
May I say you tack?
Thank you. Merci.